Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Scott Shea is our guest on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, and we are looking forward to visiting with him about a little bit of music history, about a book that he has written, and how to find exactly the right jams if you're going to be jumping in the car to go somewhere over the 4th of July weekend. Scott, it is great to have you on KDK. How are things in Eastern PA?
Hey, Rick. Yeah, a little hazy, but otherwise very nice. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, in addition to being a music history expert, he's got a brand new book that's about the mamas and the papas called All the Leaves Are Brown, and we will get a chance to talk about that as well. But my first question is, how does one get to be an expert in music history? Was this just a matter of that you won all the bar games somewhere and someone deemed you that, or was this something else? How did you get that title?
You know, I would like my chances in the bar game.
I would too. Yeah.
Just listen. A lot of listening, a lot of reading. You know, you get those reissues of CDs with liner notes. I'm actually the guy who reads the liner notes.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
I think I just absorbed all that.
So what is it about music that spoke to you really early on? I mean, whether it was rock and roll, was something different that you hadn't heard before, or your time working in the radio business as a producer and a buff. I mean, what was it about music that spoke to you?
Well, it started with the radio, you know, and, you know, I grew up in the early days of MTV when they played music videos. So mm-hmm. I soaked all that in. I was a listener of the great WCBS-FM in New York, yeah. where Bob Shannon was once a DJ, the late, great Bob Shannon, who got his start at KDKA. He passed away a couple of days ago. I just loved listening to music. And, when we were kids, we would listen to the top 40, and my father, like most fathers, wasn't a fan of the current pop music, so he kind of compromised by putting it on the oldies station, and I loved it. You know, I loved it. I absorbed it, and it's been with me ever since. You know, I love old doo-wop. I love 50s, 60s. 70s, and I love the music that I grew up with, and there's good music out there today that I listen to. So,
and yet, if you go through maybe a Super Bowl or some of the other, you know, big time, highly watched things, nobody would be surprised if the mamas and the papas were background music in one of those commercials. Why is their music so long living, so enduring?
it's just genuinely good music. It's made by, it was crafted by John Phillips and Lou Adler, two really great, and John Phillips was a great songwriter. Lou Adler was a great studio guy, and they arranged these songs that really came from the heart, and, had kind of, John and the rest of the Mamas and the Papas had folk music backgrounds, so it led to the degree of authenticity, I believe, to their arrangements and their singing style. And it captured an era. It captured that folk rock era, that response, that American response to the British invasion in the mid-60s that, people still love. Still love hearing the Mamas and the Papas. We still love hearing the Birds and the Lovin' Spoonful and all these other great American acts. Yeah, there you go. we just love it.
John, you talked about the Phillips, but Michelle Phillips also. Interesting dynamic between Mama John and Michelle. How so? What would you say?
Well, there was a very carnal link between many of them. John and Michelle were married. It was John. She was John's second wife, mm-hmm. and she had stepped out on him a couple times. And when I say that, I mean had affairs. One of them was with Denny Doherty, the lead singer of the Mamas and the Papas.
The other guy, right?
Yeah, and interestingly, the guy with the voice. Yeah, and interestingly, Mama Cass or Cass Elliott, she was in love with Denny. She had been in love with him since they first met in 1963 in Greenwich Village when they were both part of folk bands. And her love was unrequited. Denny loved her a lot as a person, was a good friend, but didn't feel the same way about her on a romantic level. Mm-hmm. So, so when it came to light that Michelle was having had an escapade with him, it just really broke her heart, and it just drove a wedge into the group, and they were able to overcome it, but I don't think fully. It was certainly an issue that that plagued the group throughout their short time together.
What was it about this particular, you could have written about 50 different groups that are still well-loved right now. Why was it that you chose the Mamas and the Papas? Why this one?
Well, they have a great story. They might not be the first group that jumps out into you in your mind when you think of the great rock and roll bands from the 1960s, but they're certainly up there. They have maybe one of the most rock and roll stories of Fleetwood Mac before Fleetwood Mac, mm-hmm. and they hadn't been written about, really. Their book, one writer said that reviewed my book, he said the Mamas and the Papas bookshelf is very, very thin. Mm-hmm. And it's surprising to me. And when I was looking for a book to read on them, it was also at the same time, contemplating writing a book and looking for a subject. And when I saw that they had hardly been written about, I said, here it is. I got to write this story.
Did you find anything about the ham sandwich? Because everybody said Mama Cass died of eating a ham sandwich. Is there any truth to that at all?
There was a ham sandwich in the room. I believe she had eaten one, but she didn't choke on it. She had died of heart failure. She had been on these crazy diets that designed to take a lot of weight off very quickly, mm-hmm. and she had she had yo-yoed on those, and I think those were detrimental to her health. Plus, her weight and combined with her past drug use. Caught up to her and resulted in heart failure.
A lot of hard living. So that, as a music expert and a music historian, can you put together for us a list or a list of groups that if you were going on a 4th of July road trip, and let's say it's going to be you're going from Pittsburgh to the Jersey Shore this weekend, what would be on your playlist? Not necessarily individual songs, but what bands, what groups would you have on there that regardless of someone's musical enjoyment or their sweet spot, that they're going to be able to say, you know what, we can all get along with this and enjoy this music from here to the Jersey Shore?
There's a good bunch of them. You know, I would say the Beach Boys are certainly one of them. Mm-hmm. Especially when you start picking out albums like Pet Sounds and the Beach Boys Today. I would go personally David Lee Roth era Van Halen. I think that's good stuff. A lot of people like that. Sly and the Family Stone. Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson has some great road songs. I would say Bruce Springsteen. But I'm a big Bruce Springsteen fan, but there's a lot of people out there that just don't like Bruce for whatever reason, and he can be a very divisive artist.
Yeah.
The Allman Brothers Band, the Grateful Dead, Prince. There's a lot of them out there.
That's an eclectic mix. When you go from the Grateful Dead to Prince, that might be a hard transition, but if anybody can do it, it's probably you. It's probably you,
yeah,
Scott.
I think I could.
I sure appreciate it. Thanks so much for jumping in here. Again, the book, it's brand new, an opportunity for you to learn more about All the Leaves Are Brown. Again, it goes into the histories of the Mamas and the Papas, and it says, you know, shedding some new light as to exactly what went on there. And again, not a whole lot's been written, but Scott Shea, S-H-E-A, has done that with his brand new book, All the Leaves Are Brown, talking about how they got together and then ultimately broke apart. Scott, thanks for being here.
Rick, thanks for having me on.
Yep, great stuff with Scott Shea here on KDKA. 416 from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. We checked the cars from the KDK AAA Traffic on the Fives, powered by Bowser, celebrating 40 years of serving Pittsburgh. Paul.
Very slow ride for you. This is northbound on 79, and we have an accident just before Wexford. And it's very slow, very heavy. You're backed up into 279. It's coming all the way down toward Mount Nebo Road. Very slow on 79 as well. Also on the parkways east and west, pretty heavy and slow. That's also both inbound and outbound. And we have a lot of traffic around the Highland Park Bridge on 28. That is affecting traffic in both directions. Our next KDK AAA Traffic on the Fives comes your way at 425. From the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA, I'm Paul Alexander.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.